Hey, this is Jaybird and Lee, and we're here to talk about movies, music, TV, and what's going on in our part of the world.
Today, we're going to talk about the CradleCon.
That's right, CradleCon at the Aviation Museum. Riley, you're here with us today as well.
Yep, I am.
All right, man. So what did we do while we were at the CradleCon?
So you were pretty much just covering for one of your friends for a booth, and me and Julie were just playing video games for like 3 hours and 30 minutes.
That's right, you guys. So I was covering for Mark Torres, helping him sell his book Designated, which we did that live show. So everybody check out YouTube and check out Mark's It's Came From the Radio website and stuff and Facebook page. So you could kind of check out the live radio show that we did. The live play of his comic book.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so you guys went to... What did you do?
We played like retro games for like 3 hours and 30 minutes.
Basically, we got into the Aviation Museum?
So the Aviation Museum, yeah.
And so they have a section where there are a bunch of vendors selling their artwork, and then there's also a section upstairs where there are a bunch of retro games. And basically, Riley and I, we went up to the video games, and he found this one video game.
Called Rolling Thunder, and I played it for 3 hours straight.
You played Rolling Thunder for 3 hours straight. Now, these are games from the 1980s that
I grew up. Yeah, 1986,
yeah. 86. Well, that game was from 86?
Well, how do you know that?
Because it said it on the thing.
Oh. So, you know, we used to play that. Well, I loved that game. I would play it all the time, and then I showed it to you. But these are all games in this section, the retro games. It's Pac-Man, it's Miss Pac-Man, it's Michael Jackson's Moonwalker, it's
Street Fighter,
Pong, yeah, Double Dragon, you know.
Star Wars.
That's right, there was a Star Wars
one. Yeah, but that was off. It was like, even before they shut it off, that was off.
Is it Kirby?
Cubert. Donkey Kong. Kirby. You're so funny.
What was that game I showed you before, like on the piece of paper?
It
was
like with Arkanoid. The brick.
Yeah. I like the one with the colors because you could just like I don't know, like blue makes your disc like longer, and then like red makes you could like shoot them all down.
Yes, yeah, you get a lot of action on that one. I forgot what the original one was called. Breakout, I think. It was called Breakout.
Yeah, that's the one we played. Well, yeah. I played in 1979.
Yeah, because they didn't have Arkanoid there?
No, they didn't have the good one.
Oh, yeah, that's Arkanoid, which was the good one. All right.
I am so bad at that game, though. Old one.
I was so good at... Well, the old one I wasn't good at, but the new...
New one I'm great at.
I was awesome at that game.
They used to have it, though. Then they just, like, took it away.
Well, maybe they'll bring it back again, you know?
Who knows?
But, yeah, so you were playing Rolling Thunder.
For 3 hours, and then yep. I just versed Jill with Pong. Mm-hmm. And then we tied 3-3.
Yeah.
We couldn't make another game.
I made the dumbest mistake I think I've ever made in the last one. Because yeah. It's when it's going straight to your...
And she just moves it.
The ball is going straight to the, like, paddle thing.
Yeah, she moved it.
No, you moved it right, like, half of a centimeter under it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, like, missed it by, like, skimmed.
Oh, yeah.
And this is the game where you just move left and right, and the little ball hits down, and you have to, and it goes up to hit the little bricks on the top. Right?
Yeah.
You have to get all the way through. Right? That's that one. Which is, it's really fun to play.
It's so much fun.
That's great. So, like... Did you even explore the rest of the Aviation Museum?
Well, not really. I was just like, because when we were trying to look to find you, we just like, I saw these Legos, so I was just looking them.
Stopped by the Legos?
No, we didn't. First, we got stopped by the freeze-dried ice cream.
Which is delicious.
Right. Yes. Like astronaut ice cream.
It's mm-hmm. the most amazing thing. It's in my top 5 desserts.
Well, it is amazing, but I don't say five.
It's in my top five.
Maybe yours. It's really good, but it's not
so good.
It's not like, you know, creamy
okay,
or anything like that.
Six,
just like
because fried Oreos took the spot.
What about Zeppelin's?
Yeah, fried Oreos just took the spot. Zeppelin's. Mm-mm.
Yeah, Zeppelin's isn't as good as fried Oreos.
Really?
Those are the best.
Fried Oreos are the number one.
No, fried Oreos is the best.
Fried Oreos
are
the best.
Those are good.
Compared to like Zeppelin's, those are just like, I don't know, fried dough. That's like nothing.
You get a mouthful of warm powdered sugar
and
chocolate.
Whoa! You totally forgot the one most important thing: the weird type of cream on it.
What cream? Powdered sugar.
Powdered sugar.
No, not that. Inside the Oreo.
It's the
whatever.
It's
still the Oreo.
It's the double stuff from whatever they put in there. That cream stuff. Yeah. I don't know. Did you like the video games?
Yes.
You like the Aviation Museum?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to go back?
Yeah.
All right. You're going to do it again?
Yep.
All right, then. We'll talk about it next year.
All right. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected.
Bye.
See ya.